This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. President Vidya Bhandari addresses the nation. President urges all to adopt precautionary measures to fight against COVID-19. Health Ministry clarifies no confirmation of coronavirus infection so far, except in 16 persons. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatioda says coronavirus infection prevention and control task as common responsibility of all. And global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 54,000. Now the news in detail. President Vidya Bhandari has addressed the nation this evening, calling people for adopting restraint and precautionary measures to tackle the present crisis due to the coronavirus pandemic. Addressing the nation, President expressed her deep concern over the adverse situation that the whole world is facing, saying the government's effective policies and moves are the reasons behind limiting the infection cases. The president urged all people to help government overcome the crisis, adopting the directives and lockdown rules issued by the government. Likewise, President Bhandari also urged the Nepalese living abroad to adopt high alertness and healthy measures to stay safe and defeat the virus. Meantime, President Bhandari thanked all the friendly nations for providing security to the Nepalese during the great crisis. She further thanked the international agencies for their support and promised to Nepal to battle the pandemic. The president also applauded the roles played by the local labels, security agencies and private sectors. The Ministry of Health and Population has clarified that no one has been confirmed with coronavirus infection cases except 6 persons. In a regular media briefing at the ministry, spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, informed that only 6 persons have tested positive among the 1,277 tests carried out so far at the National Public Health Laboratory. Dr. Devkota also clarified that no one has tested positive in the lab test carried out at Pokhara Health Sciences Academy. He informed that 120 people are receiving treatment in the isolation wards across the nation. 15 of them are being treated in the hospitals of Kathmandu Valley, while 105 are being treated out of Valley. Dr. Devkota also informed that the results are being awaited of 96 people kept in Bhaktapur quarantine and 92 people kept in quarantine in Kailali district. Finance and Communications Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatioda has said that the prevention and control of the coronavirus is the common responsibility of all. Speaking at a discussion held at the Finance Ministry today with former vice chairs of National Planning Commission and health experts regarding government's move to contain the coronavirus and subsequent impact of the pandemic on Nepali economy, Finance Minister Dr. Khatioda urged all to work from their quarters with responsibility to tackle the coronavirus pandemic. The Finance Minister further informed that the government has prioritized the work to provide relief to the target groups in coordination with the local governments and private sectors. The Finance Minister claimed that the reason behind the limited coronavirus cases in Nepal was the timely move taken by the government. Nepal's gross domestic product GDP is projected to slow down to 5.3% in the current fiscal year. The economic growth rate stood at around 7.1% last year due to high agricultural production, rise in tourist arrival and increment in remittance flow, as well as increased investment from private sector. The economic growth rate is estimated to see slowdown due to the prevalence of nationwide lockdown enforced by the government to suppress the spread of COVID-19 pandemic and reduction in production, service sector and remittance inflow. According to the Asian Development Outlook released by Asian Development Bank at Manila today, average annual price inflation would see 6% increase in the current fiscal year due to the disruption in production and supply chains resulting from the pandemic. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has urged the Prime Minister to help in the investigation process by relieving those involved in the purchase of health appliances and kits from the responsibility. A Singha press released today, NC President Deuba said that the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority should also carry out their investigation into the case and put forward the process for the action against the guilty. He said ANSI is with the government to save Nepal and Nepalese from the risk of coronavirus and has been providing possible support. He advised the government to maintain patience and transparency in the national efforts to fight against the pandemic. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled on 5th April has been postponed again for 12th April due to prolonged nationwide lockdown. Issuing a notice today, Acting Secretary at the Federal Parliament, Gopalnath Yogi, informed that the postponement of the House meeting. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal has directed the National Medical Sciences Academy officials not to leave any stone for the treatment of all kinds of patients. While taking stock of the preparation for corona-infected persons, Minister Dhakal directed them to adopt all forms of measures to treat the patients. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's press advisor Surya Thapa has expressed concern over a press statement issued by the Federation of Nepalese Journalists connecting his name in regard to the forced removal of the news content from an online news portal. Thapa said his serious attention has been drawn to the statement issued by NFNJ General Secretary Ramesh Bista on Thursday, terming it was totally baseless. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Here we take a short commercial break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pin chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स नेपाली कांग्रेस लिडर एन्ड लॉ मेकर दिलेन्द्र प्रसाद बडु हैज डिमांडेड द गभर्नमेन्ट टु इन्श्योर अ स्पेशल अरेंजमेन्ट फर द नेपालीज स्ट्रान्डेड एट द बोर्डर एरियाज Following the lockdown in both Nepal and India to contain the coronavirus, a large number of Nepalese has been stranded at the border areas. He drew the government's attention that hundreds of Nepali workers returning home from various cities of India are desperately waiting for safety with food and shelter. A sample swab of a woman who died today at Bharatpur Hospital is to be tested to find out whether she had contracted the coronavirus. The dead body has been kept separately with the application of safety measures, and her swab sample will be sent to the Teku-based National Public Health Laboratory for the test. According to hospital chairman Dr. Bhojraj Adhikari, 26-year-old Usha Kumari Rai of Sindhuli was brought to the hospital on Thursday late midnight and she died in course of treatment. A medical team involved in her treatment will be kept in quarantine. Now on to some international updates. The global death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 54,000 while infection cases have topped 1,030,000. Meantime, the death toll from coronavirus infection in the U.S. has risen to 6,000 and infection cases exceeded 254,000. The United States reported the highest daily death toll of any country so far at nearly 1,200. Lagos, Spain has announced another 932 coronavirus deaths on Friday as its death toll nears 11,000. Spain continues to suffer the second most fatality in the world behind Italy. Italy's death toll is near 14,000 from the infection. The World Health Organization has warned the Middle Eastern governments to act fast to limit the spread of coronavirus as cases in the region have risen to nearly 60,000. A group of scientists, physicians, funders and policymakers from more than 70 institutions over 30 countries have launched an international coalition to respond to COVID-19 in resource-poor settings. The COVID-19 Clinical Research Coalition aims to accelerate desperately needed COVID-19 research in those areas where the virus could break havoc. The members of the coalition argue that international research collaboration and coordination is needed urgently to support African, Latin American, Eastern European and certain Asian countries to respond effectively to the health crisis. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the support shown by the people of the country in making the fight against coronavirus disease a success is unprecedented. He also hailed the efforts to put in by different state governments and local administration to make 21-day lockdown a success. Addressing the nation through video message today, the Indian Prime Minister said the discipline and service of the people have shown during the lockdown is exemplary in the world. He further appealed the people to switch up lights and light candles at 9 p.m. on Sunday to defeat the coronavirus. Now the general weather forecast for country tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. President Vidyadevi Bhandari addresses the nation. President urges all to adopt precautionary measures to fight against COVID-19. Health Minister clarifies no confirmation of coronavirus infection so far, except in 6 persons. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada says coronavirus infection prevention and control task as common responsibility of all. And global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 54,000. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinedinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good night.